Welcome to Lagaya's Coaching and Healing Podcast, in which you can find some inspiration and get tips about how to love yourself and live from your heart, and especially the road towards it, because that is often quite a bumpy road, and I would like to help you with that. My name is Karin van de Kam, and I'm a healer, coach, but most of all, I help to spread the unconditional love, especially for yourself. My road was and still is very bumpy, but that is why it's very beautiful, and I want to share all of that with you. Welcome to my first podcast. Thank you for listening. Whoa, this is really something outside of my comfort zone. But yes, they say life begins at the end of your comfort zone, so... And this is a very special one, because this is my first one in English. Woo! So bear with me. So, this podcast, very cool. Something to do with letting go of everything and just go. In this first podcast, I want to tell you how it all started for me. The beginning of my transformation, of my awakening, and the roller coaster that I got on 7 years ago. Still on it. Why I want to share my story with you? Because I often notice that many people see and feel recognition from my experiences in my life. And somehow are able to move on or get something out of it for themselves. My magical and special story begins where I finally got to know myself and began to love myself. Then it felt like I was being born again. Although, of course, my story started a long time ago, with my own birth. But that story will come another time, otherwise we will be here quite some time. After a very heavy pregnancy at 37 weeks, after 4 days of induction, and such a lot of hassle and pain, I finally gave birth by C-section on November 3rd, 2013, to a beautiful daughter, Fien. Slowly, I recovered, and then between Christmas and New Year's Eve, we went with the family and some good friends on holiday in a kind of bungalow holiday park. It's very famous in the Netherlands. One morning, I woke up and I got so terrified. The pelvic pain that I had so bad during Fien's pregnancy was back in all its intensity. At first, I thought that it was because of the great furniture and beds they always have in those houses. My fear came back immediately because I would finally start working as an engineer at the end of January. My dream job, because I had been promoted during my maternity leave. As an engineer, I couldn't get a greater compliment and appreciation for my years of hard work. I had dreamt for this for years. That wouldn't fall to pieces, would it? I was a real perfectionist. I always worked hard. I've been always taught that. You work hard. And my dad's saying was, you shouldn't throw your good name away. It meant that you always have to be at your very, very best. Don't be sick. Don't be a pussy. Keep on going. When I got back from my holiday, immediately I went to a manual therapist and got to work physically in the hope that it would pass quickly and go away. And then I started at my new job at the end of January while I still was in a lot of pain. It was so excited. A new department. I was super insecure, but great to be back at work and to be back at the company because I was at home with the pregnancy for quite a while. But in mid-February 2014, I could no longer walk because of the pain. Afterwards, it felt like I have literally been shut down to work on myself. But yes, that's always afterwards. When you're in that tunnel at the moment, you do not see or feel that. Do you recognize that? That there's a turning around or a turning point after a crisis, or after trauma, illness, or death. or an important thing, that things are changing. You will see things differently, how you feel afterwards, or that special things happen afterwards. Just look around you at people and at yourself. Then, at that moment, I saw it totally differently because I had a disease, pelvic pain. There had to be a diagnosis or a cause. So there were doctor visits, ultrasounds, scans, hospital visits, referrals. Everything followed the whole big plan. The results after 6 months, chronic pelvic pain. There was nothing to do about it. During all those investigations, I did not sit still because after a while, I noticed that something was happening as I was waking up, as if something happened and changed. But I didn't get it yet. It was happening to me, as if something had been opened after I got sick or after Finn was born. I couldn't place that yet. Very special coincidence happened. Well, I really don't believe in coincidence because I have always had that usually special things happen, come in my way. For example, January 29, I went to see my old neighbor who had invited me to give me a massage for my pelvic pain, or so I thought. Turned out, when the door opened, it wouldn't be a massage. It went a kind of reading or healing evening. This evening was a kind of opening. That's how it felt to me. An awakening. This was a magical evening. She drew things, told me things, burned special incense, made me feel like I never felt before. That evening, I also met Archangel Michael, who I never heard of before. I didn't understand anything at that moment. I was so unknown in this field, in this area. The day after, I was out for a walk with my daughter, and I passed a store that had been there for quite a time. But I never seen it until the day. It was called Inspiration Studio. I bought the purple dream catcher that hung in the window. There was also a special incense that the neighbor had burned the night before. Never seen or smelled it, and now twice, just one day. During the visit, I also discovered and bought three crystals, which was the beginning of a reminder of my love and my feeling for crystals and stones. For me, those crystals were the memory I always had with the crystals and the stones. But the memory of sitting like a little child in the hallway at my grandmother's in the front of her great collection with gems and crystals and stones and gawking at it and wanting to have them all and hold them. Such a nice memory. The Inspiration Studio gave me, besides this, so much more. It left me with a coach, friendships, insights, meditation, and so much more. After visiting my neighbor, I also started to beginning to see things. I thought I was going crazy at first. Seriously. Really. Imagine. I was smoking outside. I still did it at that time. Or I was walking outside and suddenly I saw little bulbs in the sky. Or flashes in the sky. I saw lines as if the ground was hot. Like when it was very warm. But then in the air. Also suddenly felt so much in my body. I felt kind of tingling in my hands and in my legs. The energy was changing around my body. My hands felt like they were spitting heat or fire. That's how it felt. And my face had such a crazy feeling. And my legs suddenly felt so heavy. I remember that I had the feeling that I wanted to tell it to everyone. to the whole world. One evening, I told my former husband this in all its bright colors, and he looked at me so weird and said, "Oh, that's nice for you, but I really can't do anything with this information. Just come back to me with some facts." I started to keep a diary in which I kept everything that happened and still was happening. I still read it back on regular basis. But that's also a really good advice for you, by the way. Put a diary next to your bed for your dreams, or one in your bag for everything that happened to you. I also became more and more sensitive, and I was already really sensitive. For example, I read an article about high sensitivity and high sensitivity persons by coincidence. And it was as if a puzzle of 1,000 pieces fell together. I now understand why I used to and still sometimes feel so different. I felt like I was adopted when I was a little child, even though I couldn't, considering the pictures that were there. How I could feel in spaces or with people, why I could suddenly cry, why I always heard everything, felt everything, and remembered everything. Can go on and on and on. This was such a recognition for me. As a result of this, I signed up on a dedicated Facebook site about high sensitivity. And again, I learned more and more about myself. And I continued in my growth and development. And then I won a reading about the past, the present, and the future. Just coincidentally. The reading was very intense. What it said, how it was written, what was in it. Also about the part of always must of have to do. That you as a person, what was written about me, always have to do so much from yourself. The high expectations of yourself. Another message, for example, was get to work with your past. I met someone who took me one step further. Also coincidentally, he taught me what it was like to be close to nature and told me what I did for him and maybe could do for me. I also did like to walk always, but since then I can intensely love and enjoy nature. Again, such a memory from my past, so deeply. From discharging by hanging or holding on to trees and learning to ground well, it felt like as if I were back home. I came home in nature, kind of like that. And things happened, always by accident it seemed, but always as if it should be, by purpose. I came by accident on a Facebook page where you could participate in a weekly healing meditation from a foundation. All I had to do was just lie down and experience. This has brought me so much. This hour was really for me. I reserved it specially for me. I did for once, I did something for myself. It's an important lesson to do something for yourself. And in doing so, I started to experience what I felt. From resistance to energy to love to anger, all feelings and emotions came along. And I learned to let go of my thoughts. And so very often I did not. But that's also allowed. Everything was okay. These acquaintances or events always happened by accident, but afterwards always as if it had to be on purpose, like I told. Do you never meet someone? Or do you never meet special people? Who did come in your way in a curious way? Or with whom you did have an interesting, unexpected conversation? You never unexpectedly run into a website or a page on the internet that you just needed. Did you never just hear that song that you needed to be reminded of? or you just had to hear the words of that very special song? Do you suddenly smell something, a scent? What does that smell suddenly brings up for memory? That coincidence, that magic, that flow, in which you are at that moment, that's so special. Embrace it. Embrace it deeply. It takes you further in your own part, your own piece, your process. Also, you learn from this, these special moments. Very strange things also happened. I suddenly ran into old acquaintances in separate weird places. My phone fell out at weird times, and I just bought a new phone. The Inspiration Studio, the registrations via Facebook, the healing meditation, as if I was on a really fast train. Do you recognize it? That things are being brought on your path as if they were thrown on it. Bam! A word, a song. You suddenly see a website that you could suddenly see. The double numbers, following numbers, of which I only understood the meaning of it so much later. The feathers I found. This was such a flow, a roller coaster, all these signs, and I couldn't stop talking about it. But to who? To who? 7 years ago, high sensitivity and spirituality and things like that were even more taboo and not so quite popular as today. And in my circle of friends, I didn't have that kind of spiritual group or anything like that. And I also discovered that maybe my pain could come from being out of balance. And maybe I could let go of something. But how? Of what? I was still looking for physical confirmation. So I started to look for a coach or a mentor, someone who understood me, who wouldn't think I was crazy, and who could explain or clarify certain things to me. So with the coach that I found at the Inspiration Studio, I did coaching conversations, meditations, healing sessions. It was really funny that during the introduction, she said to me, when I asked if this would be something for me, she said, just feel it. Then you will know if this is something for you or not. I thought, how am I supposed to know if this is going to help me? I'm not giving the healing anyway. Strange question. And now I often say the same things to my own clients. Because I noticed that certain behavioral patterns and old beliefs got in my way, and I wanted to let go of a lot of things, but really didn't have any clue about how to do this at all. A great example was that I had troubles with my eternal perfectionism and my extreme urge of control. Extreme. Because of my pelvic pain, I could no longer hold on to these patterns as I used to and I did before. And I had to deal with these hard annoyance that I felt against it. By being open to this, running into the blockage again and again, feeling it, talking about it, experiencing it in real life, I got a lot of insights. So I could break through these old thought patterns and beliefs and look at them differently and let go. It gave me a wonderful feeling, still does, when I think about it, in the first onion layer. I will explain. If you see an onion, the onion has several layers. Picture it, close your eyes and see it before. So again, it gave me a wonderful feeling, still does, when I think about it in the first onion layer. How the heck did I know that there was a second layer and a third layer? Go on, to go deeper and deeper to myself. This was this week's episode of LaGaia's Coaching and Healing Podcast. Thank you for listening. Do you want to follow me, know more, or maybe want a session? Follow LaGaia's Coaching and Healing on Facebook or Instagram, or contact me. See you at the next podcast. With love, Karen. Bye.